Hi there, my name's Donna Kozik, and I'm the lead editor for the Community Book Project, celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. You can find our book on Amazon in softcover and Kindle editions. Today, I am super excited to introduce you to one of our contributors, Monica Morgan. Monica's going to be sharing her piece that is printed on the February 26th date in our book. Is titled Grateful for My Superpower. Monica, thank you so much for joining me. Tell us a little bit about the background of why you chose to write about this, and then go ahead and share your piece.
Thank you, Donna. For over 30 years, I've been living life through the lens of a camera, and now I'm speaking about it. So when you talked about having the opportunity to write about something we're grateful for, I started to think back about my life over the past years and how the camera has made a difference in my life. And due to the quarantine, I've had an opportunity to slow down and look at negatives and images that I never ever paid attention to before. And just this week, Dawn Wells, who played Marianne in Gilligan's Island, passed away. I had an opportunity to photograph her, to talk with her. Joe Clark, the famous principal who had the baseball bat where they made the movie Lean on Me, I photographed him. And so the camera has just given me so many opportunities that I don't think with my introverted self that I would have had a chance to meet or document otherwise.
Wow, that is powerful right there in what you have to share. So good for you. And go ahead and get started with your piece and start with a quote if you would.
Grateful for my superpower. When I have a camera, I know no fear. Alfred Eisenstadt. As a little girl, I remember a wide array of fictional superheroes, men, women, and sometimes even children, who were endowed with some amazing talent or quality that they were able to invoke for the good of mankind or some noble cause. I later realized that I too also had a special ability to see things that others did not see, or to see things differently than others saw them, be it color or contrast or context or perspective or angles or positions. I could use an ordinary camera to capture the images that I saw. My superpower has allowed me to travel the world photographing world leaders, both famous and infamous, from Mandela to Gaddafi, from Sophia Loren to Prince, from Aretha to Ali to the Million Man March to the greatest honor of all, serving as a personal and official photographer for Rosa Parks. My superpower is not just for celebrities. It has allowed me to make people realize their superpower, to help little girls see the power within themselves and little boys see their greatness. I am forever humbled and grateful for God's indescribable gift to me, my special lens, my superpower.
Wonderful, Monica. Absolutely wonderful. And I have to say, as a book coach, you have a book in you. If you already haven't done one, you're going to have to do another, because I bet you have some stories to tell. Anyway, I do encourage you to do that, but also thank you for reading your piece and being part of the Community Book Project. And where can people find out more about you?
MonicaMorganSpeaks.com. So MonicaMorganSpeaks.com. And Donna, if I may just say this, you helped me overcome something, and that was procrastination. So I thank you for this opportunity. Your writing parties just made me sit down and finally put it on paper. And so, yes, I do have a book that I need to work on with lots and lots of images. And so thanks to you, I believe that I can make that happen.
Oh, wow. Well, that is, it's my honor and my privilege to work with you and our other contributors, but that does make my heart happy, because I think everybody should write and publish a book, and because we all have messages to share. So thank you so much for sharing yours, Monica. And again, you can find out more about all of our contributors at meetourauthors.com. In fact, some of them are here right now to give Monica a round of applause. Yay, Monica, and reading her piece. Absolutely terrific. If you would like to join us in the next Community Book Project, you can go to thecommunitybookproject.com and get on the interest list, and we'll let you know what our next edition is all about. In the meantime, my name is Donna Kozik. I am the lead editor, and I'm wishing you gratitude every day.